Okay, Rabosai, we are here in a Mitos workshop, and what we're going to be doing is working on our Mitos, which we need. We definitely need this in this time. It's hard to be at home for extended periods of time. I myself am having a hard time with it. Ellie, can you close the door, please? Morty, I see you there. How you doing? I can't hear you. Oh, Pesach's here. Okay, we have our friends coming in. So working on Midos is actually, I think, something that's very important for this time of the situation, being cooped up at home. There's a lot going on. It's actually funny to get to the screen. In the past 5 minutes, I think I've had 4 or 5 Mitos challenges in the house, and working very hard on them. But actually, the Gemara says that Hillel Hazakin, when he was challenged about getting angry, the Gemara says that whoever challenged him on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is very hectic. And this is definitely like Erev Shabbos. I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on in America, but here we're all in the house all day needing to be entertained. And we're definitely getting a challenge in me. We always point out that, and I always wanted to do something like this, Midos. Eventually, you're going to be Bezus Hashem building families, and it's something that's very necessary. The Rambam calls Midos Deos. The Rambam who wrote all of Mishneh Torah is codified halachas. So the Rambam has on every area of halacha known to man. He has literally on Zrayim, Tyrus, Kachim, Kosh and Mishpat, Evan Ezer, everything. And the Rambam also codifies Midos. And when he codifies Midos, he calls it Hilchos. So what's difficult about this is, why would the Rambam call Midos, which is working on yourself, Halachos of Deus? Shalom, you might remember this. We learned this together. I see you're nodding your head over there. So why are Midos called Deus? Deus means knowledge. This is a very difficult point. If you're going to write something about working on your Midos, why would you call it the Halachos of knowledge? So I'd like to give a mashal that I heard from our Rebbeim about this point. That Deus doesn't mean knowledge. Deus means perspective. Think about it, all your perspective. Let's go into Shalom Bias. Everyone likes a good example of Shalom Bias. So if a person, let's say, wants to get to a chasana very quickly, and it takes him about 3 minutes to shower and put on his clothes, but now he's married and he has a wife who takes a long time with her shetel, and then she's got to find everything she needs, and I don't know, maybe she even has nail polish, all these different things, right? So you're sitting at the door and you're waiting, and you're thinking, what in the world is taking this woman so long? I took 3 minutes to prepare to get to this chasana. It's my best friend's chasana, and I'm standing here, and she's taking such a long time. So how do you work on this? The answer is, you need to change your perspective. It's totally different for a man to get ready for a chasana than a woman to get ready for a chasana. A woman is a different being. So when you understand that, you're more sympathetic. It's kind of like, and I hope the women don't get insulted about this, but let's say you have a mentally challenged child, right? So if someone has a mentally challenged child, this is not to be confused with women, but it's a good example, right? You're able to endure a lot of things that child does. Why? because you have a different perspective on the child. And that perspective allows you to behave better with that person versus somebody else that you might not have that type of perspective on. You might get easily frustrated and lose yourself in the moment. So if you could change your perspective, you could actually work on your midos. Let's take two guys who have two totally different perspectives on how to go to a Shabbos Suda. You have certain people who don't know anything about Ramat Eshkol or whatever it is, but they're chilling with it. They're just going to get to this Suda. So that type of guy, he's more free-spirited. He likes the fact that he has no directions. He has no idea where he's going. It doesn't matter. And then you have the guy who needs like Google Maps on Thursday or even Wednesday to map out his trip to Ramat Eshkol, exactly which house and who he's going to. So how do these two guys go to the Suda at the same time? They both look at each other like they're crazy. The guy who's free spirited finds it very constricting to ask for directions. I'm that guy, actually. My wife always tells me to ask for directions. Not today. Today we have Waze. But in the olden days, you know, when we used to draw water from the well, we didn't have Waze. And my wife would always tell me to get off the highway to ask directions at a convenience store. Next exit. We'll figure it out. Right? Because I sort of like that freedom of no directions. And the direction people actually get very frustrated. One time I was in a car and I tried to do the Nes of Hanukkah to go in a car with no gasoline for miles and miles. And I was with my wife, which was one issue, but I was also with one of my friends who's that guy who like probably has an extra tank of gasoline in his trunk just in case you run out of gasoline. And he couldn't be masig that there was a bria like me who how far the car could go. And but that's me. So now how do you deal with these two types of people? How do I be sympathetic to the guy who's the Google Maps guy? And how does he be sympathetic to me that I like to be free-spirited? The answer is you have to change your perspective on the person. You have to understand that as important as it is for you to be free-spirited, just like it feels like Gehenna for you to be constricted and figure out where you're going, to not, and that's how you're able to see this world. Something that I like to say is the following, that let's say people have a love-hate relationship with tuna fish. There are certain people who love tuna fish and certain people who hate tuna fish. Rarely are there people who are just okay with tuna fish. Donnie, are you okay with, I don't know, is that Donnie Sokol over there? I'm not sure. But yeah, it is Donnie Sokol. Donnie, I don't know if you love tuna fish. Donnie's either giving a thumbs up that he's happy to be here or that he loves tuna fish, one of the two. Anyway, there are people who hate tuna fish and people who love tuna fish. Now, let's say you are one of the people who hates tuna fish. And you see a guy who orders a tuna bagel. How do you understand him? The only way you can understand him is if you like pizza. You love pizza. All the feelings that you have when you see a pizza in front of you. And say that for him, that's tuna fish. His pizza is tuna fish. I can't relate to him in tuna fish, but I know how excited I am when I have a pizza. Or a kal v'chomer ben b'nei shel kal v'chomer when I have a steak. And that's whatever feelings I have in that area. So then that's his pizza. That's how you do this. This is a key. Find in your life something you could do that will change perspective on the issue. This is also very useful for parenting children because you know, children have things that are important to them that you can't necessarily understand. I'm told that taking, as people say this, I think even psychologists say this, taking away a toy from a child or, you know, breaking their Lego. It's like mamish watching a churban. So we can't relate to it. We say, oh, just build another one. But to them, this was their world. And you have to say to yourself, if I would write a shtickel Torah on a computer and then all of a sudden it gets deleted, I would be devastated. For him, that's how he's feeling at this moment. So the key in Midos is actually to just get, change perspectives. And that's actually how you become more of an agreeable person. Perhaps this is why the Rambam calls Hilchas Deis, Hilchas Deis. And I'll tell you a mashal that one of my Rebbeim gave me. He said it happened to him. I wasn't sure if he told me that it happened to him really, or he was bringing a mashal. It's not clear to me, but either way, it brings the point home. Said that he got into a car accident and this Israeli comes out of his car and my Rebbe wasn't saying anything back. He was being very quiet. And the guy got even more angry. He said, "Why aren't you saying anything?" And he said, "I'm sorry. Sit down. Can I get you a drink? Maybe we could buy something at the convenience store for you. I'll take care of everything." He said, perspective changes your midah. And this is how we work on midos, is we start reevaluating our behavior. And when you reevaluate your behavior, you end up being able to change your behavior. So I think that the text I would like to use, this is a very exciting text to use, is the text of the Mesilas Yesharim, the Mesilas Yesharim area that I was tempted in the middle of the Mesilas Yesharim's work on Nikias, which is becoming a tzaddik. The Mesilas Yesharim talks about working on midos, and it really is its own little sefer. I don't know if you have a Mesilas in front of you, but if you do, it's in Perek Yud Aleph, and it begins I'm sorry about that. I don't know, a little computer glitch. I don't know, but I'm back, right? Can you guys give me a thumbs up if you could hear me? Can you give me a thumbs up? Can you hear me, Donnie? Okay. Hi, how you doing? You look great over there. Okay, so here's the Rambam. The Rambam's talking about working on our midos. I'm a tzad without midos. Or even as the Tom Chacham or a tzaddik who doesn't have good midos. And I'll bring you a proof from the Mesilas Yesharim, because the Mesilas Yesharim in Gedalf is a tzaddik, and he says the following: Vihine kemoshe tzarech b'maisim, just like it's in your actions, kach tzarech to your act, to fix, which is, by the way, you know this to be true, would going to chakras. Going to chakras is not a mitos issue. It's just you go or you don't go. But laziness is very, very difficult. To work on laziness is very, very difficult. Because you're working on who you are. You're trying to change the person that you are. That's very difficult. So he says it's much, much harder than working on actions. Ki yateva pol b'midas yosim b'mashu pol b'maisim. When it comes to, if someone's an arrogant person, so to change that, you have to get some core work. If someone's an angry person, they have to do core work. So over here, it's much, much harder. And he says, you're not a tzaddik unless you work on your midos. You're not even a that you're not a Talmud Chacham. He said, what do you do if you see a Talmud Chacham that doesn't have good midos? He says, who says he's a Talmud Chacham? Meaning a Talmud Chacham is only somebody who works on it. Always working on his midos. So he says that you have your very nature is fighting you in this area. People are born with a certain midah. It's not something that you even did something wrong. If you notice, and you can see that you have different temperaments. Certain people hate confrontation, for example. They love a good fight. And there's no explanation. You could have in the very love termination. Each child is born. More easygoing. So when you're person also says that you can get midos from being in a bad crowd. Let's say you're in a crowd of people who have big attitude problems over the entire high school. So it could be that you were a very nice guy, but you were in high school, so you developed a bad way about you. You started to become nasty, send people one large talk. Not because that was you. The Rambam says you can get and sorting that type of bad behavior. This in psychology, and again, I'm not. Oh, the wrote this way before psychology. It's what they call nature versus nurture. Nature is the way you were born. That that midos are a result. Midos are a result of your teva, or midos are a result of behaviors. Good. So, but it's very hard to change because it's ingrained. V'chol milchama shi neged nitiyas teva milchama chazakahi. Anything that in life that you're fighting your is a milchama, is a very big war. A person could follow all of Shulchan Aruch much easier than change a midah. Maybe we'll open, should we open up for question? I don't know, should we try that? I'm going to try, let me see what we can do. Is there something like that here? Sure. We had a technical difficulty anyway, but I think that's enough for today. The basic ideas that we went through today, let's just go over, and I'm sorry about it being disconnected or how that worked. But the basic ideas that we had today are that the Rambam Midos Hilchos Deus, because Deus are not knowledge necessarily, but they're perspective. And we said that changing your perspective is a way of working on Midos in various. And we also said that that Midos are created in two ways, either nature versus nurture, and the Rambam brings both of them, either learned traits or inborn traits. And we also learned that it's harder to change a Midah than to change an action, because an action is external to yourself versus Midos, which are internal. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Kol Tuv Salam.